Live. You can bring out what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. They're all free. freetalklive.com. You can create the content, submit to you to the website what you like. It appears and then is subject to the votes of other viewers of the site. You get to vote on things, too, and the most voted up, hopefully, might just make it on the air, but not always. You never know. It'll certainly be brought to our attention. If you want to guarantee what you think's important will get on the air, you got to call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. But thank you for providing us with some great show prep via our website at freetalklive.com. It wouldn't be a great site if it weren't for your efforts, so thank you for that. With you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, I want to bring you up to date on a story that we're actually not done telling. And that's because I didn't have the full story right out the gate. After doing a little bit more digging, there's a second kind of happy ending to the story. So, to recap, Mark, how would you encapsulate this?
Well, in southern Nevada, a farm decided to throw a little soiree, probably to attract new business, to their CSA, which is like community, I don't know what it is, but it's basically you get vegetables.
Buying club,
yeah,
right?
It's a buying club for direct from farms and stuff like that. And you can look up CSA. I don't know what it means. Anyway, they had an event, you know, real nice. They had gourmet food created from the food on the farm. The USDA showed up, and
it's not clear if it's the USDA. This may be the State Department of Health.
Okay. One of these departments that is supposed to keep you safe, showed up and basically had them throw all the food away.
And it was over bleach on it.
And pour bleach on it, so they couldn't even serve it to the pigs.
Right, because they wanted to. They said, if we're going to not serve this to the paying, clientele, how about we just keep it for ourselves? We'll eat the leftovers tomorrow. No, nope, couldn't do that. All right, well, if we can't eat it, how about we'll definitely want to give it to the pigs.
No, throw it away now and pour bleach on it.
Right, so they could even compost it.
Yeah, this woman who...
They could not mix it with cow poop and dirt and turn
it
back.
Well, that's because they pour bleach on it.
Well, that's right, but they actually asked for composting it. Yeah. They asked these disgusting government bureaucrats, and I don't know what else to call these people.
I don't think they asked to compost it. She just made the statement that she wouldn't use it in her compost pile.
So that we couldn't even compost it is what she said?
Correct.
Okay.
So... Let me continue this story.
But they talked about, like, for them, you know, this is a farm, and it's very important for them to use as the food as much as possible. They're about sustainability and being good for yourself and good for the environment. So they don't let anything ever go to waste. If they can't give it to the pigs, they're going to compost it.
Right.
But to these bureaucrats, they come in and they're like, no, we're going to rain on your parade so hard that we're just going to bleach your food. This beautiful, lovely, delicious food, we're going to pour bleach on it.
Of course they feel
anything.
Of course they feel this way, though. 40% of food in America is thrown away. It's crazy.
So they were under control of these bureaucrats from the get-go. They had started organizing this party, and the bureaucrats got wind of it. They called them 2 days in advance and demanded that they pay up by their permit, their temporary permit in this case. And they did, because they were afraid. They didn't want to get the fines or whatever
which
would have come.
Seems
after
like a normal reaction, right? You got this big soiree planned, and all of a sudden at the last minute, the government says, we saw that you have that thing planned. You have to buy this permit. Otherwise, we're going to... Otherwise, right. So they do buy it, but then they say, oh, no, we're not actually sending you the permit. Now that you've paid us, we're going to come in and inspect you.
So let me continue this story here this is actually from their website, QuailHollowFarmCSA.com. So we're going to pick up right after the bleaching portion of the story. At some point in all this turmoil, Monty reminded me that I had the emergency phone number for the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund on our refrigerator. I put it there, never really believing that I would ever have to use it. We became members of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund several years ago as a protection for us, but mostly to add support to other farmers who are battling against the oppressive legal actions taken against the small farmers trying to produce good, wholesome food without government intrusion. The local sustainable food battle is being waged all across America. May I mention that not one battle has been brought on because of any illness to any patrons of these farms. They are started by government officials swooping down on farms and farmers like SWAT teams, confiscating not only the wholesome food items produced, but even their farm equipment. Some of them actually wearing hazmat suits as if they were walking into a nuclear meltdown.
I mean, you know, it's so ridiculous. I would love to know what those people are eating in their kitchen. There's nothing as good or as healthy as the food on these farms.
I have personally listened to some of the heart-wrenching stories and then continued to follow them through the FTCLDF's updates. Well, I made the call, told my story, and within a short period of time received a phone call back from their general counsel, Gary Cox. When told the story, he simply suggested that we apply our fundamental constitutional right to be protected against unlawful search and seizure. I simply had to ask the bureaucrat two questions. Do you have a search warrant, and do you have an arrest warrant? Both answers were no, so I politely and very simply asked her to leave our property.
So hold on. This is what they did after
pouring bleach and jumping through all of the bureaucrat's hoops. Yeah. Which is why knowing your rights in advance of a government bureaucrat visiting you is always a useful thing to do.
Right.
But as she pointed out, she didn't think she'd ever have to, you know her rights.
And that's the place of most Americans or just people in general, right? Like, you think like, oh, it's never going to happen to me, so you don't prepare, you don't think about it, because it's not part of your reality. And it's not until it happens. And sadly, most people aren't prepared for the time when the cops come knocking or the bureaucrat comes knocking. They're just not prepared because they don't think it's going to happen to them, which is legitimate. It's reasonable for people to assume that.
Now, when dealing with a police officer, once they've seen issues of illegality, there's not much that you can do. Once they've seen something illegal, then they're there and they can do whatever they want. But this government bureaucrat could have been told to leave at any time. You know, they were here begging her, please don't make us pour bleach on the food. And as they poured bleach on the food, you know, they just kept doing what she said because she claimed a certain sort of authority. Mm-hmm. They never said, look, lady, get off the property.
Right.
Call the cops? Good, because you're trespassing.
Right. It doesn't sound like they ever questioned her rightful authority to be on the property.
Well, now, just to be clear, something that I didn't realize from the headline of the story was that they did go through the hoops of applying for this permit.
Right, so that may have given them permission
to come to the property and inspect. But, you know, they certainly still could have told this lady, get out of here. I think you're absolutely right about that. However, then the question becomes, well, what would happen later? What would happen, you know, would the Department of Health then issue an administrative finding that they owe them $1,000 or whatever arbitrary amount the fine would be because, well, you had asked for this permit and then you wouldn't let our bureaucrat on to inspect, and so we know you had this illegal party, so now you're in violation, and here's this, $2,000 bill for our services that we never rendered. That would be really an interesting question to find out.
Yeah.
What would happen in this instance? And she actually does address what happens because the police do show up. So the bureaucrat did call the police. We'll get to that part of the story here. So she says the woman had no arrest warrant. She had no search warrant. Was asked to leave the property. As simple as that. She had no alternative, no higher power, no choice whatsoever but to now comply with my desire. She left in a huff, making a scene, shouting that she was calling the police. She left no paperwork, no cease and desist order, no record of any kind that implicated us for one thing. Only empty threats. And she points out that we had complied to all their orders. And she left us, of course, with a couple trash cans full of defiled food. I'll get back to the inspector and her threats shortly. Then she says, let's get to where it really gets good. While I'm on the verge of a literal breakdown, Monty and Gio, their chef, get creative. All right, we've just thrown all this food away. We can't do this. We can't do that. Well, what can we do? Well, we have a vegetable farm, and we do have fresh vegetables. And she says, by the way, we were denied even using our fresh vegetables until I informed the inspector that I do have a producer certificate from the Nevada Department of Agriculture allowing us to sell our vegetables and other farm products at the farmer's market. Because that's right, you've got to ask a government bureaucrat's permission to grow an ear of corn and then sell it to some other voluntarily purchasing customer. 855-450-FREE. What area of your life has government not yet intruded upon?
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Hooties, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com to enjoy the features on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And with you tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
By the way, the features on the site do include our news updates. You can sign up for email updates, Facebook, Google+, Twitter. Follow us in the way that you think is best, all for free, of course, at news.freetalklive.com.
Blockchain.info is the easiest to use online Bitcoin wallet. It allows you to access your wallet easily from either your smartphone or your laptop, your desktop, or whatever. It makes it really easy to use. You can send and receive Bitcoins there. They have encryption techniques that go on right inside the browser so that, you know, they never have access to your money. They're not holding your Bitcoins. You have them through sort of an encryption. I don't know how it works.
I use this on my iPhone, and I had it at the Liberty Forum last year, and I used it with some other people that had it on their phone, and we were just sending Bitcoin back and forth just to try it out. You know, they're like, hey, I'll send you some Bitcoin. And yeah, it's great. It's really easy to use. I love it.
Indeed, and if you use the tools that they have available for you, blockchain.info. By the way, the wallet isn't the only thing there. It's just one of many features that they have at blockchain.info. They've got all kinds of charts, and you can watch what goes on in the inner workings of Bitcoin. It's amazing at blockchain.info. But if you use the techniques they have there, it allows you to send and receive your Bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. And you can get your coins to fill the wallet at blockchain.info from cashintocoins.com.
So there's more of the story here from farmtoconsumer.org. Also, it's been posted at quailhollowfarmcsa.com, which is this farm that the government bureaucrats shut down dinner that they were going to have. They forced them to throw all the food away, pour bleach on the fresh food, right. Vegetables, meat.
Throwing it away wasn't enough. They had to destroy it with bleach.
Right. So they decided, after they managed to finally figure out how to stand up for their rights, and they told this bureaucrat to get the hell off their property, only after they'd already done everything that she demanded, unfortunately, they then came up with another plan, which was, well, they had a cooled trailer full of vegetables. It was ready to be taken to market the next day. One of the guys from the farm hooked up to the trailer, backed it up next to the kitchen. Interns who were there to greet and serve got to work and began harvesting anew. Knives were chopping. Pots of pasta and rice from their food storage were steaming. And they basically recreated some level, I mean a lesser dinner, but they threw something together, essentially, and even some of the guests stepped up. One of them happened to be a chef, another happened to be an attorney, and he was shocked at what was going on through this. Of course, the guests didn't know this right. was going down, so had the guests been aware that this bureaucrat had come into the kitchen and ruined everything, maybe that attorney would have been able to step in and, you know, assert some rights and stop this from happening in the first place. But anyway, there's a real warm kind of bonding story that happened here, where these guests, you know, none of them walked away in frustration. They were all obviously equally outraged at the state.
They all had a common enemy at that point, because they were all ready to eat a delicious meal.
Hungry people.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, they put together this new meal, and they, you know, have fun, and that's kind of what it goes on to describe. And then at the very end here, back to the inspector. She did call the police, as she had promised, as she was, you know, walking off. You must remember that we live in a small town. We know these officers. They responded to the call dutifully, but were desperately trying to figure out why they had been called. Never in all of their experience had they ever received a call like this. Mary, the bureaucrat, demanded that they give us a citation. The officer in charge said that she was to give us the citation. She responded that no, they were to give us the citation, which they then asked her for what violation. Even with the help of her superior on the phone, she could not give them a reason. They asked her to leave. That is, the police asked her to leave.
That's sweet. That's great.
Which she did. Now, again, it would have been very interesting had, at the very first moment, when this bureaucrat showed up for the first time and started making demands, and, you know, because her threat was, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to call the police. And, of course, nobody wants the police to get called on them, so they did what they were told.
We never would have heard this story if that was the case, though.
Yeah.
So likely there have been times when that scenario has played out, but we'll never hear about it because the story ends there, right? A bureaucrat shows up and they say, do you have a warrant? They say no, and they say, we'll see you later, and they go on and have their delicious meal. Right.
Well, no, it might not have ended there, because the bureaucrat may have called the police. The police may have showed up and you know, pull out a video camera and record what happens. If it, you know, if it wasn't, it didn't happen to be a small town situation where you know the cops, and that kind of helps, you know, creating some rapport between you and the police. If this had been a larger department that had been called into this, then they may have responded in a violent manner, and who knows how the police would have handled a situation dealing with people that they didn't know in that circumstance. And of course, even if the police did show up, as they did in this case, and you know, demand this bureaucrat leave, then again, would the bureaucrats then issue a fine after the fact? If they don't pay the fine, then who shows up then to enforce the administrative fine being paid? Would that be the county sheriffs, the state police? Who would I would guess it would be the state police in that case. So the woman left at the police's order. The police were kind and apologetic for the intrusion, and all of this was done without fanfare and out of sight of the guests. So there you go. That's the latest on the story from the
sort of out
consumer.
Of sight. I mean, the lawyer still was found out about it.
Well,
right?
No, they told. They had to tell the guests at one point what had happened.
They probably had to tell them to say, like, hey, the food was ready and it's not ready now, but we're working on something else and this is why.
Exactly. So that's the rest of the story. I just, you know, so it was kind of a somewhat happy ending, but they ruined their dinner. These people went hungry for hours until they could finally get something else whipped up. And all for what, exactly? For control, for the desire to tell somebody else how to live and what to do. And
it's all over paperwork and just nonsense. You know, when I was growing up, my father had an organic garden that he just had on the property, and he would sell food right out of a stand on the side of the road. And he didn't
Without
have any,
permission?
Oh, he didn't have any paperwork for that, for sure.
It teaches me that you never invite the USDA to a party. They're like just a bunch of killjoys.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hey, Ian, I just had a really quick question about the technology that you guys are using for the studio cam. I recently went out and bought a Roku box for my television, and I was wondering if I could get the name of the service you guys use to see if there's an app where I could stream you guys through my TV.
Good question. We use Livestream.
Livestream, okay. Well, I pulled that up, and for some reason it's not showing. It says that there's no events planned. I'm not sure if that's because you might have to schedule something for it to broadcast over the Internet or something. That's what Johnson had told me, that he thought you guys would use Livestream, and it's not working.
I don't know. Obviously, we can't do technical support over the airwaves here.
Certainly.
It's probably not the best kind of radio. Maybe post on the Free Talk Live BBS, and perhaps other people who have experience using the Roku would be able to do that. I mean, we don't have events because we're streaming 24 hours a day. I mean, it's just always LRN content at all times. So I wish I had something more for you, man. Good luck with that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe there's something we can figure out, but, you know, it's, again, something for off the air. So thanks for the call tonight. You can take control of the airwaves here. Maybe share your experience with the health department, the health board ruining your plans. This is Free Talk Live, and maybe support the health department.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young
longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may bring up what you want. Maybe you're a supporter of the Department of Health, and you think they should be going around and cracking down on farms, having meals with their customers and friends, because that's pretty much the focus that the show has been on here tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We have Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show. Username there for you is lrn.fm. Of course, education freedom is also pretty important to us here on the program.
Yeah, that's something they talk about in SchoolSucksProject.com. That's a podcast there at SchoolSucksProject.com called School Sucks Project. And on it, they talk about real education, an attempt to deconstruct state indoctrination. They also talk about things like history and personal growth and better communication strategies and parenting techniques, critical thinking skills, self-education, learning alternatives. It's SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so let's go back to the phones here and your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Brian, listening in Redding, California. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, welcome, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, about 2 nights ago, you guys were talking about incrementalism, and it got me thinking a lot about I've made the journey from neocons to libertarians to minarchists to volunteers sort of rapidly, and I haven't really quite lost the desire to see incrementalism or be involved in incrementalism, even though the goal is volunteerism. I'm just wondering, it seemed like that incrementalism wasn't something that was a desired goal, and when it came in when we were talking about Rand Paul, and I am not a fan of his either, but if he would choose to start incrementally changing things, would that not be a desire?
I think it would for me, and here's the reason why. It's not that I I've heard people make arguments that essentially, statism must thrive even more so that the whole system burns to the ground and we can recreate it all over again. Now, I don't advocate for government solutions anywhere, but if I can see fewer people harmed to a smaller extent by the state, I'll go for that. And that's the reason that I support incrementalism. I do think that it's very dangerous, though, is that, for instance, when the Republicans get in charge, they'll try very hard to provide more freedom to multinational corporations that make millions and millions of dollars. And right. They provide less. They don't bother providing freedom to those of us on the bottom end. And as a result, it gives the Democrats a great deal of leveraging power when talking about, how these ideas don't work.
Yeah, for me, I think when I'm looking on a smaller scale, like the town or the state, I'm more likely to support incrementalism because I don't want I share Mark's ideas of I don't want people to be hurt. So if people's lives can be made a little bit better, that I'm in favor of that. I think when you get to larger governments, obviously the federal government, I'm less likely to support it just because I don't think that it's likely going to benefit the people that we might be sold on that it's going to benefit.
That's where I'm sort of coming from. I'm involved in a project to try to start getting rid of the red light cameras here. And, that's just something that it's an incremental freedom to bring to the local community and working on that. And I didn't know if that was consider incrementalism or, it's working within the system to have the system bring you freedom or something like that.
I love when people work within the system to, make government smaller, get rid of government programs that are infringing on people's lives. I love that because most people that are working, or not most people, but a lot of people that are working within the system are working to make government bigger and take more of our money, and do with it what they want to do with it, tell us how to live our lives. I don't want that. So if you right. or other people want to work within government and, remove some of this government waste and this government intrusion, please do it, and I will
it
support
sucks,
you.
It sucks, though, man. I mean, working in the system is so frustrating and so difficult and so time-consuming.
And pays nothing. Right. Well, the government bureaucrats and their politicians and everybody else gets paid. Mm-hmm. Even the people right. that lobby for more money for themselves get paid. Everybody's getting paid, but the person who advocates for freedom, they go out there, they spend their time, they work hard as they could possibly work for 2 or 3 or 4 years. They get burnt out. They're like, screw this. There's no such thing as, halfway to freedom.
You can't fight
incrementalism
City Hall.
Stinks, and I don't care anymore. I'm never voting again. And I understand completely how those people feel. For instance, up here in the New Hampshire towns, they have this thing called town meetings. And look, I understand that the most of the time when I'm there voting, I go, all in favor say aye. Everybody goes aye. All opposed say nay. It's me going nay.
Hmm. Right? It'll burn on you real fast.
And sometimes that's really powerful when you're a room with 100 of your neighbors and you've got to stand, raise your hand and say nay. You're the one hand in the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a powerful thing.
Mark Edge.
He's the one with, he's that jerk, can you believe he's in the fire department? I wish they'd just kick him out of there. And the whole, all this stuff goes on. I know it goes on. What are you going to do? But if my vote makes one bit of difference, and there was one time a couple of years ago when my vote would have made a difference on a town truck. I didn't happen to be there. I was off doing some other government thing, begging some other politician for something. But if I could have stopped that truck, that would have stopped that $100-something thousand a year being foisted off on families in my town having to pay for this truck that they didn't need.
Yeah, I think the other problem is when you're working within the system, if you're actually a politician, the problem there is, I think it wears down on you, and you end up just, you're going to make, some concessions here and there, and it just, you turn into a politician. When you are a politician, you turn into a politician, and I think that can make things difficult on people.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking more about the activist role, doing some activism in that area and just didn't know. I mean, it is hard. I mean, we lost the fight here. They closed all the marijuana collectives in our town because of city council stuff, and so it's just this, you know, trying to do battle, you know, with two or three people and stuff. And
so what is the effort like removing the red light cameras? Is it you and two or three people, or what's that?
Well, there's actually a lot of people that have been fighting it recently in court, and I've got, you know, there's about 15 friends who've actually gone and clogged up the court and fighting them. They've lost. They've had some fees reduced in the attempt. But I think if I could get them all together and we could start fighting, nobody I know in town likes them. They absolutely cannot stand them. And I think it might be something because politically and emotionally people are against it. I have not a single person that enjoys it yet. So
what's the point? What's the plan? Are you going to propose something to the city council? How do you plan to get rid of them?
Start going to the city council and bring them up to the city council.
Okay, and then when the police come out and they say, well, this is about safety, we've got to have, you know, this is safety. Safety. What would you say to that?
It's more than safety. I mean, it's the numbers. They'll say it behind closed doors, and that's how it really runs. And, you know, all these politicians, they're in the system. That's the thing. They're in there being a politician, so they have to talk to the people from this department and that department and all the numbers, and they got to make the budget work. And, you know, if they don't have the money from there, it's got to come from somewhere. And, you know, you already got the contract on these cops, and we got to pay their insurance. Oh, they got that pension, too. We can't fire any cops. We got to have some money coming in. This is a good – you know, that's exactly how it goes. I know – I saw it when my dad was in local politics, and, you know, I mean, luckily what he did was they just got rid of the whole police department, which was very difficult. But, you know,
that's an amazing feat.
Right, but they did it, you know.
It was an amazing feat.
And it was the only thing that could be done other than going the other complete direction.
Well, Brian, what would you say to them? I mean, when they say, well, we need it for safety, what's the response?
Well, there's studies showing out that actually they've had articles in the paper recently that it isn't safety, that people either stop quickly and cause rear-end accidents, and so there's actually some new studies coming out that there's really a safety issue, sort of fallacious, because there's more accidents happening now with people being afraid of these things as opposed to driving normal and you know, going through a yellow light.
Yeah, it changes people's behavior and actually puts them in greater danger. Best of luck, Brian. Let us know how it pans out, will you? Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. More coming up. 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We get a lot of features on our website, and we share them with you for free. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they want to charge you $7 or $8 a month. We charge you zero. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different things we have there, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You just click and download, and they are yours for free at freetalklive.com. I mentioned the Free State Project earlier. It is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this idea. Is it still frustrating to do politics here? Yeah, it is. But people who love liberty and are working within the system here in New Hampshire are more likely to win. There are actually people who are liberty-oriented who have won a political election. Dozens of them have won here in New Hampshire over the last decade. And there's probably about a dozen Free State Project participants, actual Free State Project participants currently in the state legislature here. Hopefully we'll see that number continue to increase over time. People are also getting active locally. Here in Keene, we've got several people running for political office in town. There, it's actually a record. We have a record number of people. I think it's like five or six people are running for city council, and our very own Daryl Perry for Monday nights on Free Talk Live is running for mayor in town. So, you know, there, if you get people together who actually want to do freedom activism, they're more effective if they're together in the same place. Because the last guy that called in from California, it's great that he's getting active in Redding to try to get rid of the red light cameras, but it's a tough road when you don't have that many people on your side. That, you know, it doesn't make it any easier. And in addition to that, if you want to get rid of red light cameras, just move to New Hampshire. Problem solved.
All right, we don't have any red light cameras here.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't some, you know, state supporters who want to see that created and want to put forth a proposal to add red light cameras to New Hampshire. But the more people that we get who are activists in New Hampshire, the less likely these expansions of government will become possible, because the politically active people will be able to block them from occurring in the first place. So if you love liberty, then it makes sense to move to a place not only where people are moving who are like you, but also where there's more freedom in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, there's more freedom, and there's more freedom lovers,
right.
You know. So, you know, we're not free yet. but we're getting there.
It's a project.
And people are always moving. There's always new movers. So, you know, come on and join with us. It's a great time. If you, you know, wherever you're living, likely people are leaving that state to come to New Hampshire. So if you come, you'll see them here when they arrive.
Let's go to the phones. Voices is on the line in Gainesville, Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Voices?
Yes. Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling about a traffic citation I just had received.
Okay.
And the nature of it was basically I was pulled over for speeding, but the officer was not going to let me go. He probably being impaired under a substance.
Hmm. Okay. Then what?
And, you know, I answered both of his questions. You know, I did everything he wanted to. He wanted me to do, you know, all these sobriety tests and so forth. And I pretty much, you know, felt like I there was no need to do them.
So you didn't do them?
Well, I may have maybe one out of them,
mm-hmm.
like the eye test thing. But I explained to him all my reasons of why I was nervous, you know, stuff like that, and why I was shaking and why my hands were sweaty.
Yeah, I'm shaking because you're scary, officer. You've got a gun and a real attitude.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have an attitude, but, you know, I usually get nervous around officers or anything like that, and I stated that to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, and plus I'm going through a cold at the moment, and that is one reason. I told him I took Tylenol. He stated I had, you know, bloodshot eyes and stuff like that.
Sometimes people do have bloodshot eyes from being ill.
Well, also, sometimes cops just lie. You know, one time I was driving in New Jersey late at night, left my friend's house after hanging out, and I had not been drinking, smoking, nothing. And I pull up, and the cops were just stopping everybody, literally just stopping everybody, because it was late night, and this is what they do sometimes. And, you know, this cop was like, what have you been doing? Where are you coming? And all this stuff. He's like, I told him I wasn't drinking, and he's like, "Well, smells like it in there, you know." It's like, no, it doesn't, you know. I mean, the cop was just lying.
So what did you do?
I said no. There was nothing for me to do. All I said was no. I hadn't been doing anything.
And he waved you through.
Yeah, he let me go through. But after he tried to get me by saying, "Well, I smell it. I smell something funny."
I guess, you know, in the hopes that you go, ah, you got me.
Yeah, exactly, and I think people do that, sure.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Yeah.
Must have been your mouthwash, buddy.
So, Voices, right. You did, like, one of his sobriety tests. Is that why he arrested you for being DUI?
No, I was not arrested. I was given basically a citation to appear in court.
For what charge?
The charges was speeding in excess of maximum limits.
So you didn't get charged with driving under the influence?
No. But
Your evening could have been worse then, buddy.
Yeah,
so what's your plan?
Know,
are you gonna take it to court?
Yeah, well, I've got no choice, man. I mean, really.
Well, you could take a plea deal.
Well, yeah, I know. I was thinking about getting, you know, probably hiring a lawyer maybe to review the video on this. Maybe there's something that can be done.
Well, it's a speeding ticket, right? I mean, how much are we talking about here? What's it cost in Georgia for speeding ticket
probably,
of the amount?
What, 200?
$200? What are you going to spend on a lawyer to review the footage?
Well, on top of that, he wasted about an hour, you know, of just trying to get, you know,
Did you ask him if you were being detained, and did you ask if you were free to go?
Well, I didn't ask him, was I being detained? I was like, well, you know, you stopped me from
right.
speeding.
I don't think the court's going to find that he wasted your time. I think the court's going to find that you willingly stayed there with this officer, you know, and I'm not saying that you did. I'm just saying that this is how they view it, that unless you're saying, look, unless I'm being detained here, officer, I'm leaving. am I being detained? Because I need to know if I'm being detained, because that's a legal state. And if I'm being detained, I'll stay here against my will. However, if I am not being detained, please don't stand in front of the car, because I am leaving.
I just, you know, I support taking this to trial voices, but I don't support paying an attorney to take it to trial. I thank you for the call. Wish you the best of luck. Appreciate your story tonight at 855-450-FREE. I support the idea of clogging the courts with all these traffic tickets and marijuana possession and alcohol possession.
But don't throw good money after bad.
Yeah, look, you're likely going to get found guilty if you go to court. So there's that factor. And I'd also like to put a couple of caveats on this. I don't know what the rules are where you live. So I know that in Florida, they have court costs associated with taking a case to court.
They do.
Now, in Florida, a friend of mine was facing a DUI charge, so I actually got to look at some of his paperwork, and I saw what the court costs were. It's actually more money in Florida to take a town violation or city ordinance violation to court than it is to take a misdemeanor to court.
Yeah, here, you mean?
In Florida.
Oh, no.
There's no court costs in New Hampshire. There are fees assessed to fines, which kind of, you could argue, is a court cost, gotcha. But it's nowhere near anything like
Florida. See, when I was in New Jersey, if I got a speeding ticket, I would take it to court, and then they would do a plea deal, mm-hmm. and I would pay a bunch more money so that I wouldn't get the points. They plea it into some ridiculous ticket, and then I wouldn't have the points, so therefore my insurance wouldn't change, but I'd end up paying more money
to buying
them
off the points.
Yes,
but let's point
buying more.
Let's look at what this I hate plea deals. Plea deals are immoral, and the reason that they're immoral is the judicial system is supposed to be there to serve us.
Oh, no, it's just a scam for them to get more money, either more money to them or more money to the insurance company.
If you're a bad driver, you should have the points so that you pay more in insurance so that the rest of us don't have to cover your bad driving costs or whatever, right? I mean, that's the idea of the system. The fact that you can pay the government some kind of money so that you don't get the points, that's what we call anywhere else in the world a bribe. It's wrong. It's immoral. We shake our heads and click our tongues at the Indians and how they have a bribe system and how all the rest of these third world countries can't get anywhere. Where in the world, because they have bribe systems? This is just institutional bribery.
And the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, I got a ticket for a U-turn that I felt was legal, and, you know, but I...
Can't you know that, like, New Jersey is really firm against U-turns, right? There's, like, no U-turns allowed anywhere.
You can do a U-turn, but there's specific rules that make it okay to do one, and, you know, I wasn't going to hire a lawyer for that one.
No, look... Sometimes a lawyer can be useful, don't get me wrong, but if you're talking about traffic court, get the experience yourself of being in there and sitting as a defendant. And
Watch out for those court costs, though.
Going through it. Yeah, there's a court cost concern. Make sure you know what you're getting into before you do that. If you've got court costs where you are, forget about it. Just move to New Hampshire and get active here. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.